it's nice to meet you.
Likewise, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being had. I have been listening to your music, and I mean, Miss Naya Ali, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hot.
Thank you. Thank you.
Seriously, your style is all your own, and that is so priceless in this industry, as you know. So,
absolutely.
So, I mean, you just released a hard-hitting single. Yes.
Yes, I did.
All right. Yeah. Yes. More Life, Less Names. Now, the title is super intriguing. So, I need you to explain to me what that means.
Absolutely. Well, More Life, Less Names. I kind of look at it as like I learned throughout the years, throughout the last couple years, actually, that not everybody can have access to your own personal guest list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if they had access before, sometimes just life, you know, organically, naturally removes the people that are in that season, right? And there's no point to hang on to like the names and just, you know, be it by like the length of the relationship or the friendship or the whatever, the partnership. It's just, you know, focus on more life, more blessings, more life, less names. Keep it. Right. It's like the circle is getting like smaller. You know what I mean? So that's
in that circle, I can definitely relate to that because I mean, just because you have nostalgic ties to someone doesn't mean that, you know, they are allowed access to you, especially, I mean, with all that you're doing, you know, people tend to try to attach themselves, I'm sure, to you as they watch your time, you know? So smaller circle, more condensed quality.
Exactly.
Now is this the first of a next project? Are you working on something new here? We have something coming up that's brewing.
Yes, ma'am. I am in the kitchen. It is brewing, definitely. next project will drop around the fall, 2023. Okay. This fall. It's called We Did the Damn Thing. And
nice.
So that was the first single off of that upcoming project.
Excellent. Yeah. Now tell me a bit about your upbringing. It's pretty unique. Now you're originally from Ethiopia, and now you are in Canada. You moved to Canada.
Yes.
Tell me what that transition was like for you as a on a personal level, and how did it help mold you as an artist?
You know, I was born in Ethiopia. My mom immigrated to Canada when I was like two or three years old. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, I grew up mostly in Canada and Montreal.
Okay.
However, my mom, you know, she's super religious. She's super, you know, if you know Ethiopians are very, you know, in tune with the culture, right? So she really, you know, fostered, like, she would speak to me in Amharic. That's the national language.
Okay.
Of Ethiopia at home, right? So now I'm fluent in Amharic, obviously English and French. She would play a lot of Ethiopian spirituals, Ethiopian jazz, and country music too. Yeah, side note.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Great storytelling.
You know what? That's what I always say. Absolutely. Definitely. Great storytelling. So, you know, the Ethiopian influence and it just brews itself in me unknowingly. You know what I mean? It's part of who I am. It's part of my DNA. It's where I come from.
Yes.
But also, you know, I'm in this other new world where it's like, you know, I'm super proud to be Canadian, but also you always kind of seem like the other, right? Still,
yes.
I'm still immigrant, I'm still this. And when I go back to Ethiopia, I'm also the other as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, finding your place and finding your space, but it allows, and it just, I don't know, man. I feel like it creates like these, they call us the third culture kids. You know what I mean? It just brews like I don't know, man. It's like a culture. It forms a culture in itself.
In itself. Yes. Yeah. It does. Yes. It does. So it's like, yeah, it's nice to not fit in certain boxes. You know,
absolutely.
It kind of gives you the freedom, I would think, to create the way you do.
Absolutely.
You know, there's freedom without being in those boxes. Now,
Thank
who
you.
were your biggest influences as a child? Who made you say, I'm going to do that. I'm going to rap. I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like I said, I grew up on some like eclectic music, right? So I discovered, not discovered, but I fell in love with rap and hip hop with Lauryn Hill.
Ah, of course.
Yeah.
The queen.
Yeah. So she made me fall in love with rap and hip hop and Tupac as well. So
yes.
It was kind of like those two, right? But really,
great storytellers, great poets. Seriously.
The artistry is unparalleled.
Yes.
And when I, when I look at Lauryn, I see Lauryn as an artist. You know, I don't see her as like a female rapper, or a female, you know what I mean? So I feel like that was the first example that I saw, like, okay, this is artistry beyond everything that I, that's mm-hmm. business, right?
Right.
So yeah, those are the key people. Then, Lisa Left Eye Lopez,
Of TLC. Course. Of course. she was like this wild card. Like a breath of fresh air, especially during that time. Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's the Gemini. Yeah. It's the Gemini.
Are you a Gemini?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Well, Lauryn Hill's a Gemini. You know Tupac is a Gemini. Did you know that?
I didn't know Lauryn was a Gemini. I forgot about that. There you go. So like it all comes together.
It all comes together. Yes.
I named you all the Geminis, basically.
There are a lot of Geminis in the industry. A lot of really, really talented people, friends and everything. Now there is a blend of sound because of all the different genres that you've mentioned and influences, and like you're creating this stew, right? So what adjective would you use to create your sound? Just one.
What adjective to create my sound?
Yeah, what adjective would you use, not to create your sound, what adjective would you use to define your sound?
Oh man, that is a difficult question. Just for one.
You're a Gemini and you're creative. I know you can come up with an answer.
I know, but that's exactly the reason. I have like 20,000 different ideas.
All right, okay. Maybe not just one. Give me like two or three. I know it's hard to kind of nail it down.
I'd say, first of all, it's freedom for me. It allowed me to free myself. It allowed me to free my life, right? Mm-hmm. It allowed me to realize that I had freedom, actually. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for that to be sort of like a testimony for people, for those, for the listeners, and I want to give more light into the world. So just giving light, right?
Okay.
But also not living in the, picture perfect positivity either. Mm-hmm. So as a Gemini, there's the duality, there's the yin and the yang. So just for me, it's all about balance as well. So coming into this industry as well, so I feel like my music, what I give, gives a sort of balance as well to what's out there, right?
Okay.
To kind of complement what's out there. Because I don't, like you said, like I don't really see anybody kind of like me, you know what I mean? Talking about the things that I talk about or in the style that I do.
And that's what's so great about, your other albums, your other projects, because you had an album and an EP, I saw. Yes. The titles. Now the titles, the album was what? Godspeed Baptism. And then there was Higher Self. I mean, that speaks volumes to someone who is very conscious, very mindful.
Mm.
So that makes sense, everything that you're saying, to provide balance, to provide light. And because there is no one out here like you, and you're able to bring, this stew of sound and energy, that's what a gift to give the world.
Thank you. I mean, it's a process, you know what I mean? It's like, it took me time to find my sound, to find myself, to become the person that I am, to be able to be, this mindful and be able to create the music that I create.
Now, are there any daily practices that you do in order to remain mindful, or is this something that's just comes naturally?
No, it does not come naturally. No, absolutely not. It's a process. It's like for me, I view it as, losing your balance.
Mm.
Realizing that you lost your balance, get your get it back. You know what I mean? So you come in and off balance, and I think that's life, right? You're not always gonna be balanced out at the same, you know what I mean? It's just there's ups and downs, but it's to be mindful, right? Mm-hmm. To not just be in the automatic mm-hmm. life, you know what I mean?
Like an autopilot kind of. Like,
yeah, exactly. The autopilot mm-hmm. way is just to be mindful, to be mindful of your breath, to be thankful for your body, for the health, for, you know what I mean? When I'm like, I feel like I'm, you know, when it's a lot, there's a lot of pressure, I'm just like, hey, wait, I get to do what I love to do every single day. And I wake up and that is truly a blessing. And I'm healthy. So, you know what I mean? So it's just mindful and thankful. That's my daily.
That's your daily practice? Gratitude.
Your gratitude. Excellent. Absolutely.
Now, you took a break. You did take a break for a little while.
I did.
Now, what made you want to step back? Was it personal? Was it like an industry situation?
Go ahead. Yeah, definitely. It was, I took a break to focus on school because.
I did see that. Yes.
Yeah. And at that time, I didn't find myself. I didn't find my music. I didn't find my sound. So it was mm-hmm. still a hobby, right? It mm-hmm. was still something on the side that I myself was not 100% confident in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, growing up in like an African household, immigrant parents, the arts is not really a path that you would suggest, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, it instilled like the ideologies that was instilled in me was like, okay, you got to go to school. You got to go to university. You got to get a good job.
Good parents. A lot of good parents. They're good parents. They don't know. They want the best.
I mean, it's a different mindset too, because they came, mm-hmm. well, it was my mom. My mom came to this country with sacrifice, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a different mindset. For her, it's the opportunity that she gave us. And mm-hmm. it would be a waste if I would go into the arts, right?
Right. Right.
And it didn't work out for me, you know. I think,
but it is working out for you.
Absolutely. Damn, I went on a tangent. What was I saying before that?
That's fine. It's totally fine because we're here now, and that's all that matters.
There you
so,
go.
What did you go to school for?
Yeah, I went to school. I had two diplomas. I won in public policy affairs and a minor in Spanish, and as well as public relations.
Wow, public relations.
Yeah.
How does your public relations degree help you in your artistry as far as the business aspect of it?
Definitely, absolutely.
I would think so. Yeah. How does it do that? Absolutely.
For me, like the package is, and the way that you communicate it is as important mm-hmm. as the actual product. Right.
Absolutely.
So that's something I'm very mindful of, me with my videos, the way that, you know, I present myself, I talk to people. It's just the networking, the importance of relationships, you know what I mean? Beyond just networking and meeting people, it's the relationships that you build, the genuine relationships. So
it's true because, I mean, I know as cliche as it sounds, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Absolutely. And
you can burn a bridge without even realizing
it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And people keep moving.
Definitely. Definitely.
Now, every artist has a definitive moment in their life where they say, like you said, you were not sure. Mm-hmm. So you went back to school, you did what you needed to do, and then you came back. What was your definitive moment that made you say, you know what, I'm all in. I'm going back to the game. I'm all in. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said too. That's so hilarious. So it, basically, you know, I went to school, I got the job. I was working a 9-to-5 in marketing.
Mm.
I was working at that for like 2-3 years, right?
Oh, you didn't like it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
There's too much of this creative,
Yeah. You know what I mean? And imagine me, like I would.
9-to-5, no.
I would have these crazy ideas too. Anyway, that's another story. But so I really, working at that 9-to-5, like, you know, I feel like it was slowly chipping away at my spirit.
Yeah.
So I went back to music as a form of therapy. Mm-hmm. Unknowingly, you know what I mean? It's not like I was like, oh, I'm just going to go back. No, I needed to express myself. I needed therapy. Right. And I realized the more, you know, 2-3 years later, like I was doing that, and I was slowly honing my craft unknowingly, and it was just better and better, and I organically found my sound.
Excellent.
Yeah. So then I was at my job, and I was just like, every day I remember this very vividly too. Like, it was not long ago, it was like 4 years ago. I would look outside the window, and it was like a view on a highway. It's like the most depressing thing. And then I would just see all the cars, and I would just picture myself, this can't be it for the next 25, 30 years. Right. This can't be it. I need to go all in on myself. I need to bet on myself. Cause I always, even in college, like I was an entrepreneur, like I was super involved in tech and stuff and the startups culture, right? And like entrepreneurial stuff. And I'm just like, I have that same energy and I have that same drive. And I always looked for that $1 million idea, you know, that $1 million app, that $1 million this. But I'm like, what if that $1 million idea is myself? What if I invest that same energy and went hard in myself? Let me roll the dice and place the bet on myself and let's see how that goes. And that was a defining day in 2017 on my birthday. I didn't celebrate my birthday at that time. I told myself in 1 year, I'm going to change my life. It was 2018. In 1 year, I'm going to change my life. And wow. I changed my life in 1 year.
Now, how did you cope with the pandemic that we're finally on the other side of?
Like, as an artist. Absolutely. It was, you know, it was something, right? Mm-hmm. It was something for a lot of people too.
Yeah.
You know, in the industry, it was definitely a pause. Here, I actually released the first album, Godspeed Baptism,
during the pandemic.
And it was crazy because it was lined up. I was supposed to go to South by Southwest to have the launch. So I had like shows in Europe. Everything was like set for that year to be the year, you know. And then boom, the pandemic hit.
But you know what? I mean, it didn't stop you.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, I looked at it as like, I always say, you know, trust the process and let's see, you know, just put your trust in the universe and in God. And it's like, I felt like at that moment, it's like, oh yeah, really? Let me all test it. All right, like,
okay.
So I had to take that piece of humble pie and really get back into myself and accept, just have that acceptance of things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it allowed me to create the second part to that album, Godspeed Elevated.
Elevated. I'm gonna have to listen, see?
Oh,
because
yeah.
I've been listening to your brand new, you know, the new single, and I was listening to some other songs. But I didn't hear that one.
Oh, so yeah, Godspeed Elevated. That's the album that won Album of the Year here where I'm from.
Yes. Yeah. I saw that you are award winning too. Yes, amazing.
Exactly. Thank you. And with that, you know, everything came how it's supposed to come. I went on tour last summer in Europe. I did the South by South. I did everything that I was supposed to do in 2020 last year. So it just panned out. It panned out. You know what I mean? It panned out.
It worked out the way it was supposed to, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to stress, but you know.
Excellent. Yeah. So, I mean, are we going to get a video? Are we going to get a video?
Yeah. Well, I put out a visualizer. I'm doing these little visualizers now. I did one for More Life, Less Names. So, you know, we're all focused on like the more short form content. Definitely getting the visualizers in for sure.
Excellent. So what if you were to pivot, I mean, would you see yourself doing anything else other than music? Would you see yourself doing more like video production? Would you see yourself doing acting?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's crazy because one of my first loves is film. Here in Canada and Quebec, we have like, before going to university, you go to like pre-college. This is kind of like a pre-college thing. And I studied film. there.
Excellent. Well, see, exactly. See, I do. I see something. I see you just doing, like, not that you're not doing enough because you're doing plenty, but I just see you in so many different facets. You just strike me as a very multifaceted person. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you see right through me, definitely. Yeah, I did start. No, I didn't start, but I dabbled in my first acting thing gig in like a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
On a web series, but here it's in French, but it's definitely something I want to explore more. The acting side, the film side, the production side, for sure. Like, I love visuals. I love storytelling. Yeah,
I can see it. I see it all for you. Well, Miss, I tell you, I really appreciate you coming through this evening and giving the bigger picture of this interview. As you know, I'm also the editor-in-chief of Urban Magazine, and my partner, he has had wonderful things to say about you. So I was very excited for tonight.
Oh, thank you. Ben, thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for your
time.
So
again, to everybody, that's More Life, Less Names. And it's going to be off our upcoming project, which is coming out this fall. It's going to be We Did the Damn Thing. All right.
Let's
you know
go.
What I'm saying? So, yeah. Thank you again. All right. Stay thank blessed. You. Be well. And again, everyone, you can get her single as well as her other music projects off of all streaming platforms. All right. Thank you so much, my love.
Bless.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.